Schuster, Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Beim, my cousin, Rosh Koyler of Notice, and the Bnei Aliyah. There's a maisa that happened in Florida with a Hamish Yid. He's speeding on the highway, and the trooper pulls him over. And he says, "Are you crazy? You're doing 95 in a 50 zone? How do you do 95 in a 50 zone?" He says, "Officer, the sign there says 95. He says, "Are you crazy? That's the Interstate 95. "I didn't know." "All right, I'm giving you a warning." As the trooper's leaving the car, he notices two other Hasidic guys sprawled out in a dead faint. He says, "What's going on?" He wakes them up. "What happened to you?" "He just got off the 195. You have to learn how to read the signs. Bilam, who some said had a greater koyach and nevuah than Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees an incredible sign. His trusty donkey won't move, beats him, and he starts to talk to him. But he's so fabilumped. He's so fakoifed in Zaina Bilam. He can't see something so overt, an incredible thing. Forget about the Guinness Book of World Records. It's never happened before. Vayiftach, P.R. sign, starts talking to him. And Bilam remains lethargic. He doesn't pick up the sign. Contrast that with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sees Hasnein and Ukol, Groise Meisen, they put more kerosene on it. Big deal. Und von dem Zettel, der Rabbeinu shel Olam, ad Mas Kodesh, he's transformed. He becomes the leader of Klal Yisrael. He's mekabel the Torah, all from picking up a sign. Rabbi Yisrael, if you're Zoyche to be the Bnei Torah of this Choshev Malkum Torah, it's my beloved friend, the Rosh Yeshiva, who's Masa Belev and Nefesh, and has Talmidim here and in the United States and all over the world. It's only because you've picked up on the signs. The Rabbachim and the Rabbachim, the Yeshivas and the Yeshivas. The fellas go through high school and they don't pick up the signs. And they're individuals, no matter what their background is, a Belzer Rebbe is an Einikol or a Balchuva, Machnishtais. The Rebbeinu Shalom gives us signs, and the Tachlis of the Ventura is to pick up the signs. When Isaiah Zok Rabbachod and Wasman Zatzal Hashem came down, an incredible maimah concerning Balak, the Rebbeinu Shalom is tainus on Bilam. Chatasi lo yadati, that's the taina. What do you mean lo yadati? How was the chayach? You didn't pick up on the signs. Chatzkel Levenstein Zatzal, a Gaina Tzadik, was consulting with a young couple that had spent 5 years in the Mir, Americans. And they were going back post-swing era in the 30s to America. They were terrified. The Golden Medina wasn't a Golden Medina for Yirat Shemayim, for Torah, for Mitzvahs, for Chesed, for Yiddishkeit. People were dropping like flies, casting their tefillin over the ship into the ocean. And they were terrified. Chatzkel said, "I'll give you an eitzah to succeed. Look for Hashgacha Pratis in your life. If you see Hashgacha Pratis, you'll see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Hainu, look for the signs." Hashgacha Pratis is an incredible thing. You know, the Machloikis according to Ben Bechai, and not a Machloikis, but Ben Bechai brings down, what was the difference in Emunah between Avraham Avinu and Noach? Noach is tzaddik, tamim hoye b'derech Esav, salikim is halach Noach, salikim is halach Noach. Kodem Rebbe Chai had a lichas salikim, et vashtan de Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The more you know, the more dangerous you are. Ignorance is bliss. But Rabbi Chaim is mechadish that Noach understood Hashgacha klolos. Tsunami here, an earthquake there. Economy in Afghanistan, in America, in Canada, in England, in Sweden. V'omvinu was mechadish hazach v'seis Hashgacha protos. Ain't Adam Neikvet Spa, you don't knock yourself in this world unless it's been ordained in Shemaim. Every move you make, everything you see, everything you hear is Ashkar Pratis. So to Pchatskul to this couple, see the Rebbein Shalom in Ashkar Pratis, and you'll stay connected. What's the Lumdus? Lumdus is Pashat. Ashkar Pratis means it's my Rebbein Shalom. Everyone has his own world. The Zohar Kodesh says you have to build your own world every day. You wake up in the morning and by 9 o'clock it's already a bad day. You miss davening. Skatenish is like good. Forget about it. No. You have a tachlis to accomplish that only you can accomplish this day. And that's Ashkar Pratis. Nifl the Gazach. Who is this couple? Ramosha and Ruchama Shein Aleim HaShalom. All for the boss, she wrote the book, and ain't a daughter of a Mr. Herman Zatzal, the Chofetz Chaim of America. The Chiddush of Reb Chatzka was in America, wherever you are, you can see Hashgacha Pratis. I want to take it a trit weiter. I'm going to begin with really what I should end with, but if you remember, not fall asleep, this is something to hang on to. Reb Nechunya ben Akona was Mechadish. There's a bracha that you recite when you start to learn and when you finish learning. B'chnisasa yetter the Beis Medrash, what do you say? Yismach b'chaverai. I should ask the Ksesis Kasha, the Rebbe should be proud of me, the Roshiva should be proud of me. Le'om al tomei tar, val tar tomei, don't say something that's asa, is muta, muta asa. Le'koshlu, I shouldn't make a mistake, I shouldn't stumble, I shouldn't make a toast. Thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, for Geshmaka, first Seder. What kind of mikshel is there in the Beis Medrash? What's the problem? Outside! That's where the problems are. The tumah, the issa, the mikshal, the toes. You're not in Kikar Shabbat. You end up someplace else. All of a sudden, there's mikshal, there's toes. Vumagate, vumashtate. Don't look there. Don't eat that. Don't say that. Don't see that. You go to work. You take the subway in New York. Michshol toes, tamei tor. It's outside the Beis Medrash. Vosvat tumei doam Beis Medrash. Vosvat nisra doam Beis Medrash. Teretz is like this, Rabbi Yisrael. If you walk out of first Seder and you close your Gemara, and you say, Rabbi Yisrael, moed ani lefanecho, shasam techelki, meyesha Beis Medrash. Thank you for making me Bachem Rabbi Sentez Yeshiva, making me a Ben Teire. There is no gas. There is no Michshol V'tois. There are no problems out there. You take it with you. Here, Nitzchias. No Lashon Hara, no Bittel, no Batola. You can stare yourself, others. You can waste your time, waste your life. But once you walk out of the ivory tower, you take it with you. That's the Moedani. I'm proud. I'm a Ben Teire. A mentor is allowed to go on vacation. A mentor is allowed to go on a Segway, I understand. There are things that a mentor is allowed to do. Oh, but you go as a mentor. And you take the Ksais and the Nesivas and the Rishonim and the Achreinim with you. And there's no gas. I had a Maisa when I moved to Flatbush, to New York. It's now 6 years. So I had to go to an eye doctor in Manhattan. I had to go and pick up the number 4 or 5 train right next to Target. Fellas are familiar with Target? It's the greatest rental center. Everybody's buying and returning, buying and returning. Target. Is that not Tzvei Sultan mentioned in Target? From a Yidden and some other people. That's it. You don't see anything else in Target. Unheard of. Some only 2 people found out where Target is.
Kitzen. So I get on the train. I don't get on the train. I get into the platform. It's a mud nizach. I have to walk around the platform in front of the train. I was confused. I didn't know what was going on. I sit down. I see all kinds of unsavory characters. And then all of a sudden, right before the train starts to move, three fellas come over to me. One is hanging over me. One to the right, one to the left. And I knew one of them. Start talking to me about the Daf Yomi that day. Start talking about the Parsha. Shailan Alocha. A Maisa Da, a Kibbutz Da. Before I knew it, I was in Lexington Avenue. I wasn't on the number 4 train. I wasn't on the subway system. I wasn't through the inner city. I was in the Beis Medrash. Rabbi say, I'm hoping and praying the B'siyata D'Shema you'll become Rizga Talmidei Chachamim. Mabitzei Torah at every level. Because that's the dream of the Rabbanim, of the Rashi Yeshiva. We have accountants, we have lawyers, we have dentists, doctors. That's all great. We need great Talmidei Chachamim. But B'siyata D'Shema, if you'll be a doctor, lawyer, dentist, a Talmud Chacham who's a doctor, lawyer, and dentist, you take the Torah with you. Rabbi Elazar Gezunt Rashiv and Mansi, he tells his Talmidim when they leave Kailah after a few years, he says, you're a Ben Torah? Was going to work. I challenge you. You find a generation like our generation. You travel the subway. When I was a kid, everybody read the New York Times. Today, I challenge you to find a from guy or lady, a lawyer, a nurse, who's reading the Times or the Wall Street Journal. They got buds, and they're listening to Shiurim, or to Daf Yomi, or a Shmooze, or Torah Anytime, whatever it is. It's a different world, gentlemen. In cars? Stuck in traffic? Listening to music? Listening to Torah? That's just the 3 weeks, the whole year round. That's no gas. There's no street. There's no negativity. You take it with you. Pick up on the signs. State in Yirmiyo, Kapitel Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Mi ho'ish hechochem v'yoven ezois v'asher diber pi Hashem elo v'yagido al mo'ov da horetz nitzitzo kamidbo mibli oiver. What happened? How did we lose our Tzeinu HaKdoisha? Why are we thrown into this misery of the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, Shivas B'Tamiz? How did we lose our Tzeinu HaKdoisha? How we flung throughout the world, four corners of the earth, stepped upon by every nation. United Nations convenes. The first thing, let's condemn Israel. Now, Vaita, what's on the agenda? How did this happen? How did we lose our connection to Eretz Yisrael? Zok Tegmo Nidorim, Pialef Amid Aleph. Dovo Zenishal Chachomim Ulunavim Moche Ashoris Vlepershu. This question was asked to the Chachomim, the Nevi'im, the Malachi HaShoris, and they couldn't explain. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo yedechsiv v'yem HaShem al ozvim esterosim. The Baruch himself had explained because they had forsaken my Torah. Haynu lo yishomu b'koyu lo yolchu bo, they were learning dog and nacht. How could you say that they left the Torah? They were learning day and night. Omar Rav Yudah Marav, lo yimar shem mevochim b'Torah tchil. Because they didn't make a bracha. Berchas HaTorah. Before they learned Torah. Now, connect the dots. Chochmah was asked, couldn't figure it out. Malachim were asked, they couldn't figure it out. Nevuah was asked, they couldn't figure it out. So what's the time on Klal Yisrael? You know, if you destroy the Beis HaMikdash, it's because they did something wrong. They should have known they did something wrong, and they didn't know. They didn't act on it. The Tainan Bilam was they didn't know. Tainan Bilam is women lo yadati. Of course you knew. But here Chochmah didn't know. The Chacham didn't know. The Malachim didn't know. And the Nevi'im didn't know. How do you expect Klal Yisrael to know? Zok Morav Shach Zechet Tzadi V'Kodesh Levracha. You know. Klal Yisrael down deep knows what ails them. The ill, the person who has a problem, if he thinks deeply, he figures it out. And the Malachim Taka don't know. And the Chacham Taka don't know. And the Nevi'im Taka don't know. But you know. Read the signs. What do you mean you don't know? So they were culpable. They were responsible. Because the Mikdash was destroyed. Shlibochu b'teira t'chil. Fact, it's not the posh, the kash. How could it be, because they were lacking in Birchas HaTorah, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Klal Yisrael falls b'fi cherev. All kinds of misais, mishunais. They're thrown out of the land because they didn't make a bracha. You know, Birchas HaTorah, according to the Rambam and the Goyen, and Rashi is Birchas HaMitzvahs. So they took the loaf and esrik, they spent $500, but they make a bracha. Big deal. According to Ramban, Shvach Vaido, Basita Teras Eleinu. There's a mitzvah called Limud HaTorah and Birchas HaTorah. So they give Shvach Vaido. Birchas HaMazon is compared. Kishim HaShemekro V'goy L'Keinu. Before you eat, before you learn Torah, you make a bracha. Kishim HaShemekro, Birchas HaTorah. And afterwards you make a Birchas HaMazon. So that's it. You didn't bench. You're gone. So you didn't give Shvach Vaido. That's it. We're gone. And according to Levush HaTcheles, in Mem Zayin, Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaNenen. You eat a steak, you make a bracha. You eat a sandwich, you make a bracha. So before you learn Torah, you have to make a bracha. Fine. So because you didn't have a... Dos is the sibet. Dos is dos. They learned Torah day and night. And they didn't make a bracha. That's why it was destroyed. And even more shvefa, shteitzach is the Gemara in Yuma, Testament base. But the Gemara says, Mikdash Rishon Chorav, Mim Neishayu Boi Gimla Averes Chamores, Vedezor Gela Shviras Damim. Maral says, you have to be a Muslim with yourself, with others, and with the Rebbeinu Shlom. All of these Averes take away from your Shlomo. It's a Begima in yourself, in your relationship to Hashem, and with others. Ritzicha, Gilarayas, you can't control yourself. Avodah Zarah, your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, good, that's why it was destroyed. Three heinous crimes. All of a sudden we're coming up with a new one. Shtabaruch Hu b'teira t'chila. I don't want to insult the Mashgiach. Who came up with this? The Mashgiach came up with this? You're not davening properly, you're not here on time. Like, that's the biggest problem in life. Some it is, but I'm saying, like, those is the shtikel. Shtabaruch Hu b'teira t'chila. That's it, that's it. You couldn't find anything else. I remember when I was in Minneapolis, which is a wonderful kehila, as is a good show based binyamin, an equally, if not greater, wonderful kehila. Got some of my guys here. Okay, I'll go upon him. Bottom line is, I remember, so I instituted to sing Yigdal by night, Yom Tov. So this is what Yigdal, it's based on Yud Gimel. Ikrim, fine, of the Rambam. So I had like two shuls in one over there. I had like the Yeshivish Olam learnt in Kail Big B'nai Torah, Tells, Lakewood, Brisk, a lot of places. Then a lot of Bali Tshuva and some Gerim. So Bali Tshuva and Gerim are singing lustily Yigdal. And the Yeshivish guys, you know, Yigdal, I'm singing Yigdal, they're singing Yigdal, so what are we, modern Orthodox, da-da-da, the whole shtick with that. So the kids, I got up there one time when they were all, so the mamash, you had half the Olam singing lustily, all the guys were shmoozing. So I got up there once before Yigdal, and I said, do you guys think you're more yeshivish than me? You think you're more from than me? I don't have an identity crisis. What's your problem? Your identity crisis? You think someone's going to think you're modern Orthodox? What's the problem? It was that way, because they broke away from modern Orthodox shul, and they grew up with this, they wanted to get away from it. I said, so you're not frummer than me. If I could do it, you could do it. Either sing Yigdal or take a safe and learn, but don't borch and talk when we're saying Yigdal. Fine. So a friend of mine, Louis Maltzmacher, who was a dentist in Cleveland, he calls me up and says, Yom Tov. He says, Moish, that's the only thing you have to give a Musa, that they talk during Yigdal. I mean, that's a pretty good shul, you know what I'm saying? So the only thing you have to complain about is that, you know, and what's with the Gimel Averis Chamuras? Zog Tagoin HaTzadik of Eli Lapian and Lev Elio. Bring to Bavus Teran. Brings from Rabbeinu Yoina, the Gemara in the Dorim, Lebochu b'Torah Tchila, I Hachshavas HaTorah. They were lacking a chashivas for Torah until it wasn't ruya, it wasn't worthwhile to make a brach on it. Whether you hold it, Birchas HaNenin, it wasn't gishmak enough, Shvach Vaidar, it wasn't a reason to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Birchas HaMitzvos, so it's a gefelt chashivas. Because they weren't doing it lishma, they were mezalzel in the bracha. Question is that this answer compounds the question. Don't we have a yisay mitech shalei lishma bo lishma? That's why they should get smacked. La'olam yaseh godem b'torah v'mitzvah shalei lishma. Shemitech shalei lishma bo lishma. Says the gemara p'sachim nina mebeis. Now the goyin says pshat. If your intention is stam to learn without the lishma, but you'd like down the road to be lishma, that'll come lishma. But if your intention is specifically shalei lishma, intellectual prowess, to earn a dollar, a kardum, to use it as an axe, to earn a living from it, then that'll never come to lishma. As I said, Dr. B'chaim b'shem the Gra. If it's an emtsoi to get to lishma, it's worth it. A benishnisht. Asay dvargam l'shem polom, says the Gemara in Dorm Samach Beis, and do it l'shmo, al tasa ator l'zgadl b'hem, al tasa m'kardam l'yay sayid d'boy. Uma bel shatz that they bring a kal v'choym mishloy nishtamish ele b'kli ha-kodesh nasa kli chayol, k'shinasa kli chayol nekam in oilom, ha-mishtamish b'kisla shal teira l'aras kama v'kama. Gemara in Dorm Samach Beis. Bel shatz that just took the kli ha-shoris and used it for a drinking vessel, chayol. Imagine somebody who takes the Torah Kedosh, the ultimate Kesa. So, male, that's the Pshat, the Bacha, but Torah Tchila, Icha Shiva Satera. So, Yois, Rabbi Yalpian says that there wasn't a medium to get to Torah Lishma, Memela. That's Pshat Al Ozvim as Torah Si. So, we have an answer as to why the Beis Midrash was destroyed, because they lacked an appreciation of the Torah. But the question remains, what happened to the Einish of Gimel Averes Chamuras? So here the Gemara is saying, Shtabarach HaBatara Tchila, and the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes says, Gimel Averes Chamuras, Yer Vayavar, Shrech Hasdama, Gil Arayas, Avadizor. Rabbi Itzel Blaser has another kasha. And with the answer of Rabbi Itzel, we'll have a teretz to our whole sugya, and it's a nifludik mahalach. It's reflected as a. The Gemara in Soitin Daf Chafala from an Aleph says, Torah protects you from Yisurim and is making on the Yitzhar. The Soitin wasn't a woman who committed infidelity, she was suspected of infidelity, kin of an Istara. So now the Rabbein Shem allows his name to be eradicated into the May Soitin to preserve Shalom in the home. Husband's never going to know if the lady didn't cheat. But now if the Brach of May Soitin comes, so Mamela, he knows everything's okay. And if not, she implodes. Her hip descends and she dies. Zakta Gemara, not so fast. It could be that she learned Torah. And even though she was a Saita and Taka was over in Avera, but the Torah is going to be Megan. It's Machalikas Rishonim. If the Torah that she's learning right now is Megan, like why she's drinking, she's saying Mishnah is Balpeh. Well, it means that one time she learned Torah. One time it's Megan. How could it be that they were Isaac and Torah day and night and didn't protect them from the Yetzirah? Protect them from the Yetzirah of Gil Arayis, Shvich HaZdom, and Gil Arayis, and Avod Zorah? How could that possibly be? Torah is Megan Umatzel. It should have protected them. One could extend from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kashas are Isaac and Kasha. They learned Torah day and night. Why didn't it protect them? And our original Kasha, how does this resolve the conflict of the contradiction as to why of the Aretz? We're saying now because Shleboch B'Tayra Tchila. And the Gemara says, Gimel Arayis Chamuras, Gimel Averes Chamuras. So, it's a Adover Nifla. Listen closely. He brings down the Gemara in Brachas Samach Bezim and Bez. Kolam Avazes HaBegodim L'Soif Einin Enamehem. Whoever degrades clothing at the end will not receive benefit from them. Shkei motzinu b'David ha-melech, shenemau, shmol aleph, kabit l'chav dalet, hey. Vayokom David, vayichreis es knaf ha-me'il ha-shel ha-shol b'lot, ul b'soif l'nemem behem, shenemau melochem aleph, ha-melech David zokim bo b'yamim, v'chisu b'godim v'leicham loy. Listen. David ha-melech creeps into the tent of Shol. He wants to prove his loyalty, fealty to Shol. He takes a knife, bayonet, and he cuts off the corner of Shaul's beged, and he leaves. He escapes. Kilo tells Shaul, if I want to kill you, you would not be here anymore. I had the opportunity to kill you, but I'm loyal to you. Zog de Gemara, if somebody is mevaza begodim, if you degrade clothing, cheapen clothing, then you're not going to have any benefit from them. As the Navi says, David HaMelech became an elderly person. He was cold. He couldn't retain his body heat. And they tried to cover him with garments. They couldn't keep him warm. They couldn't insulate him. Zokt Rabbi Yitzchak Blaze, the Rebbeinu Shlom puts a teva into clothing to keep you warm. But that's only if you dignify those clothing. That's only if you respect the clothing. Then it works. If not, me the connected me that you degrade the clothing, and the kayach and the teva of the clothing is taking away. V'lo yicham, he doesn't stay warm. For every altruistic reason in the world, to prove his loyalty, at the end of the day, he hacked off a piece of a garment. He showed that a beggar wasn't important. When the time came for him to keep warm by the garments, the garment wouldn't keep him warm. Zoks Rabbi Yitzchak, Hameh of Doritz, Avada the Averis Chamura is caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But there was a trump card. It was called Torah. And Torah is Megan Umatzel. But that's only if you respect the Torah. If you appreciate the Torah. If you venerate the Torah. If you give cover to Tamil Chachamim. If you worship the ground, you miss Avik Bafa Raglayim that they walk on. But if to you Torah is cavalier, it's no big deal. And the Torah is not going to protect you. Shleboch b'Torah t'chila means they did not venerate the Torah, appreciate it, at whatever level Berachas HaTorah represents. Whether it's a gishmak, whether it's a mitzvah, whether it's shvach v'yidor b'sitei Torah se'ilenu, mezalzel b'Torah, all bets are off. Rav Rav Shmuel Notis, and myself, Shir Rebbe, und ze heilige Rebbe, Mori B'Rabbi, Moran Agurna Motcha Gifta Zatzal. And Rav Gifta told me on a few occasions that when he was young, probably your age, he felt he wasn't learning Torah Lishma. Because it was too much fun. It was too gishmak. And then he found the Yagdoma of the Eglay Tal, who writes that those that think that Torah Lishma means breaking your head, sweating bullets, reviewing ad nauseum, are mistaken. Limud HaTorah Lishma means a tanuk, a gishmak. That's Limud HaTorah Lishma. If you could be like my Rebbe, Moran Agurna Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, who's Einikol sitting here now with us, Aryeh Leib, Yibam Mechaim, and you could finish a Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Tanas was over about 8:30 in New York then. And he went up to his shirum to look up a Gemara. At 12:30 in the morning, his Rebbe in Zalzayin Gesund, Aryeh Leib's grandmother, knocks on the door and says, Shmuel, what happened to you? He pashut forgot to eat. He forgot to break his fast. The Gemara was so gishmak, he got so fatutzed into the Gemara, he forgot that he fasted the longest fast of the year, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. That's Torah Lishma. Shmuel used to say, he doesn't feel bad for the wealthy people who support Torah. They'll have a wonderful Olam Haba. But Olam Hazeh they're not going to have. They're not going to have that gishmak of a ketzoyus, of a nesivus, of a shef shmeitzer. Rabbi say, this is the time now to read the signs. Many people are learning Torah. Many people are involved in Avodas Hashem. But is it chashiv? Is it important? Is it the most important thing in your life? Because b'siyata d'shmaya, when you'll be zechet to children and grandchildren, and they see by Saba, Zaidi, Grandpa, Daddy, Abba, Tati, that Torah is the most important thing in your life, it'll be important to you. My father, Zatzal, was a Rav in Bensoners. He also worked for the Board of Education, homebound division. Emotionally disturbed, physically handicapped, homebound division. Went by Vurdeman for 9 years. Zatzal was a close Talmud of his. Do you know who read his shidduch? Anybody know who read my parents' shidduch? Shmuley Notis knows, because it was his grandparents. His grandparents, Rabbi Mrs. Schenker, Enochel of Abiyas Chaim Zonenfeld, lived in Baltimore. My mother lived in Cincinnati. My mother had a full scholarship to Cornell to become a doctor. Full scholarship. She has a PhD in math from Columbia. Full scholarship. Gotta get your brain somewhere. She had a full scholarship from Cornell. She's gonna become a doctor. My Zeta Yankov Le Bergman, the Ishur Shalayim, a brother-in-law of Amram Blay, Moshe Blay, sat her down. She just told us this recently, and we didn't know this. At a simcha, she told us this. Said, Rochala, a Yiddish tochter dafom chas nohom kinder. A Jewish girl has to get married and have children. Forget about the doctor business. So she turned to my brother-in-law, who was a Rosh Hashiva, a big Talmud Chacham. Because of you, too, I'm not a doctor today. I could have been a doctor, but because of you. I said, hey, my math professor with a PhD from Columbia ain't the end of the world. It's not like, you know, we dumbed you down. But there was a shadchan. My father, a very busy man, consulted with people, counseled with people, had a ton of chavrusas. He also believed you had to be educated. So he subscribed to every magazine that existed. Did you ever hear of the Smithsonian magazine? We got it. National Geographic? Okay, if there was like, cleaned up, we got it. We got every magazine in the world. My uncle, Moshe Rottenberg Zatzal, said at his hesped, he was a Rosh Yeshiva of Chachma Lublin in Detroit, and then Rosh Yeshiva of Ger. I walked with him into the Beis Yisrael, and Yisrael stood up for him, the Ger Rebbe. It was Eli. He said about Levaya that my father's like Yetzer Hara was to learn Torah, and that's what we saw growing up. You know, my uncle says to come visit my father. He says, Zduvid was tafta al dizachin. What do you need all those newspapers and magazines for? Father says, you have to be a galanta, you have to, be educated. And he never read them. They were pushed to the center of the table, in the kitchen table. There was just enough room for his Gemara. And I kid you not, I'm sure Birmam said your father was a gadol when he, when we were sitting Shiva, wasn't for the gedolim. But whenever we came home, he was learning. That's what he did. He took us to the park. He once took us bowling. He took us bowling one time, and he said, boy, that guy's real quick. Abba, what are you talking about? The pin setter. I said, what do you mean pin setter? There's a little guy over there. He sits on a chair. I remember from Baltimore. He sits on a chair and he sets the pins. I say, no, Abba, it's automatic now. It's automatic. He thought there was some guy over there. You have to tip him a quarter afterwards for setting the pins. That's what was in Baltimore when he was in Yeshiva. But the Pshat, it was always learning. So we had no choice. My brother, we had no choice. Well, he have a choice. If you see that by your father, by your mother, by your grandparents, they see by you a chashivas for Torah, you can end up whatever you ever end up being. They'll hop an extra 5 minutes. You're going to learn. You're going to have a geschmack. So if Gifter told me, the ikel lishma is this geschmack. And gentlemen, if you're not having a geschmack, so feltach in the lishma. That's a ma'av d'aretz. You want to get into philosophy, we can go to all the classes on philosophy and idealism, and we can talk about altruistically and all kinds of esoteric concepts of what we need to do to repair the world. It's very pashut for us. Amo of Doritz, Shtiboch b'Torah Tchila. Torah has to be gishmak. I was running with these boys from Ursamech. I was like right across the street at the Grand Court Hotel. I was like in a different world, locked up. My cousin Shmuley Norris wants to know how come I didn't say hello. I've been in there at Yisrael for almost a week. Because I wasn't on my own dime. Because I was all over the place with these guys. But I had two guys that I learned with. One's going to be a doctor, one's going to be a lawyer. The lawyer wants to marry a shiksa in 2 months. And I am telling you, they had such a geschmack in learning that when the hour and a half was up, it kept on going. I didn't mean standing there. Some guys were running out to lunch. They could care less about the lunch. When I was in Russia many years ago, not so many years ago, I went twice. So in Tbilisi, Dalai Lama used to Taina. How do you know if it's breakfast, lunch, or supper? Anybody know? You look outside. You got the exact same thing for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Some said food was delicious, but it wasn't exactly, The bottom line is that if you have a geschmack in learning, there's no clock, there's no time, there's no tonus, there's no distractions. Hashem Zach Helfen, you're in a fantastic Mokim Torah. The Talmidim here go on to great things. In Flatbush, I've got Talmidim of the Rosh Yeshiva, that the Askanim of the neighborhood. that take kids that are kamat gone and they bring them back. They consult with Rosh Yeshiva. I want to thank Rosh Yeshiva for designating me as his proxy. They consult with me now a little bit. But at the end of the day, that's what you get out of this yeshiva. Chashivas for Torah. Chashivas for others learning Torah. Shibzeche b'siyata d'shmaya, a tremendous hatzlocha. Ratzon shema l'shem kol mishal aslubchem l'tayva. Shnaik in Torah and Yerushamayim. And your schuz, bring back Mashiach Tzidkenu, the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, here of Yemenu. Amen.